Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. Today, we're here to talk about the BOSS program and its new president, Specialist Kevin West. BOSS stands for Better Opportunities for Single Soldiers, a program that provides invaluable support and resources to single soldiers in our Army community. The BOSS program is committed to providing quality of life and recreational opportunities while also offering educational and career development activities. Kevin is excited to lead BOSS, and we can't wait to see the great work that BOSS does under his leadership. Let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast, because it is a recording that you guys can download and listen to at your convenience. I'm Jeff England from the Fort Polk Public Affairs Office, and I am here with Specialist Kevin West, the BOSS President. How are you doing, Kevin?
Doing well, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. It's about time you get over here. It's like, is he showing up? Is he coming over? No. It's like, do you even know where it is? No. Yeah, no, I've been over there. So, Kevin, how long you been president?
3 days officially. So
3 days. Wow, that's pretty new. I got you here pretty quick, actually.
Absolutely,
that's pretty cool. And I'm glad to have you in here. The BOSS program. How long have you been involved in BOSS? Well, first, how long have you been in the military?
Closing in on 3 years as of now.
3 years. And how long have you been involved with BOSS?
Closing in on 2 years, sir.
2 years.
Absolutely.
And before that, did you like go to BOSS events and stuff like that, or did you know about them or anything?
I personally did not. I was unaware of BOSS programs. I just happened to be in processing into my unit, and someone was like, hey, there's a pool tournament going on. You want to go check it out? I was bored, lived in the barracks as a junior enlisted soldier at the time, and I was like, absolutely, let's go see what it's about. And it's all sunshine and rainbows from there.
That's why I have you on today, is to, you know, spread the word, let people know. Are there people still out there that don't know about the BOSS program? I mean, it has been around since 1989.
Yes, but I believe, frankly, it's new pockets of soldiers that tend to come in on the installation. Thankfully, we do a really good newcomers brief where we introduce them to what the BOSS program is from the start. And from there, it's really just about looking at the availability of a soldier. You know, we have duties as a soldier, trainings and other taskings that we have to complete.
You
on
mean
a day-to-day
you guys
basis.
Have to work? What's up with that?
Absolutely. But one of the goals that I'm trying to push is, for example, more events that happen if during the duty day when soldiers are available, not when they're out in the field or possibly in training, working with their local command teams to ensure we give them the best access to quality of life and other initiatives we have going on.
That's very cool. There's a big event coming up in May. It's taking the place of Freedom Fest. Are you guys going to be volunteering for helping out with that? The big concert event? I mean, it might be a great opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you, if they invite us, we will absolutely be there. I think the thing that I like to say, though, is if you invite us, no. If you tell us 50, we will bring you 50 soldiers. There is an unparalleled motivation for soldiers to get out and about in our community here.
Well, I can tell you right now, ACS is always looking for help.
So absolutely.
So I've seen BOSS over there before helping, and I've seen BOSS around, and that BOSS lounge of yours is like just phenomenal. I love it.
And absolutely.
I wish they had something like that in the Air Force back when I was there.
You know, saying this on the air always makes me laugh whenever I tell other people about it as well. But I actually didn't know the Home of Heroes existed for the first year and a half that I was on this installation.
Well, somebody wasn't doing their job.
Whatever the case was, sir, I'll tell you, when I showed up there, it blew my mind. You have everything from pool tables, ping pong tables, the little arcade machines that you can play. You have a movie theater, a gaming lounge, a whole couch and TV system with Xbox and PS4.
Music studio.
A music studio on top of it. And then to top it all off, like, if you need to speak to whether it be the BOSS president, the BOSS advisor, or even a facility manager, they're right there in-house. So when you have quality of life issues and you're unable to bring it up, you know, in a conventional setting per se, what's really nice is you have that ease of access to be able to go in there and talk about what's going on and get hopefully support and resolutions is what I'd like to think.
And it's a great place to have a birthday party.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very large area.
Yeah, I got to go there for the grand opening. And That was a lot of fun.
I do know as of a few months ago as well, they officially opened it up to all service members as of now. So if you're a service member, single or married, you are welcome into Home of Heroes
Club. Oh, really?
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
I'll go over there and watch a movie or two.
Absolutely.
Ooh, Avatar 2 is coming out on digital soon.
I really got to take some personal time to go and see it myself.
It's a good movie. I liked it. It wasn't as groundbreaking as the first one. So, yeah. But it still didn't suffer too much from the sequel
Absolutely.
Curse. So, I mean, that was pretty good. And
as long as we don't end up with Avatar 6 10 years from now, then.
No, I think they're going to have, I think there's one, at least one more. There might be two more
Absolutely.
In the works, and that's about it.
As long as, you know, I always reference the Fast and Furious movies. We are
those are not movies. That's a franchise.
I have barely the time to watch one. You're telling me I have five to catch up on in the last 3 years.
Well, what about Marvel's? The Marvel's universe, that's like 27 movies that in order to get to Infinity Wars.
This always gets the flack of the rest of the boss reps, but I only watch the main story points and the plots with it. If it's anything branching off to the side, like the lore side, if you will, I just can't.
Oh, I watched the whole series of WandaVision. That was actually pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But I remember watching, Captain America.
Okay.
In the movie theater here on Post and it was free. And that place was packed. I mean, every single, I've never seen that movie theater sold out, but it was that day. And it was great. And they had that. And then they had, then you watch at the end of the credits and all that stuff. It was pretty cool.
Heck yeah.
So what, you just had an event this weekend.
Oh, absolutely, sir. So BOSS is actually supporting two events this weekend. Traditionally, we've normally kept it to one, but we have such great BOSS reps that are engaged with their local formations and their surrounding community. We're supporting a Pitmaster event over at the Forge from 12 to 2 p.m.
Oh, man, I wish I would have gone to that.
With MWR, we're going to do taste testing and apparently quite a few other things. Anything involving food, and you know I'll be there.
Oh, anytime there's food involved, it's always... You know what I'd like to see? I have a great idea. If you're going to have a Pitmaster event, have a chili cook-off.
Heck yeah, sir.
Yeah.
MWR had requested our support for it a while back, and the boss reps were more than happy to get their formations there. I mean, who turns down free food?
Who turns down free food?
The other event we're involved in this Saturday is over at the Humane Society over in DeRidder from about 10 o'clock to 2 p.m., give or take.
Go help the little puppies.
They have all sorts of animals there, I found out.
Do they have emus?
I wish. They have cats, dogs, rabbits, and other entities like that. What's really nice about that is there's a local community member there in DeRidder. Her name's Miss Rita. She's a phenomenal person in DeRidder in terms of supporting Fort Polk and other entities as well. What I appreciate most is, you know, when we go there and we bring in, you know, let's say 8 to 10 soldiers for the facility to help out there, clean cats, dogs, and make a difference in our community. She has one of the most welcoming teams for soldiers who help answer questions. So when a soldier goes and gets, you know, for example, gets married and the significant other decides they want a puppy or a cat or something like that, they're not just like, here, give us your money, have an animal. They are very much like, okay, what kind of environment are you in? They ask all the hard questions that you don't always see when going to humane society specifically. So it's kind of a two-way impact to introduce soldiers to the responsibilities of owning animals in a healthy way, but also to help out our local community because they pick up a lot of strays from our surrounding community.
Yeah, there's some animals that run loose in my neighborhood that aren't quite strays that I'd like to see them pick up.
Yeah, the raccoons and the cats don't get along in my neighborhood, I've heard.
The dogs and the chickens don't get along in my neighborhood. Yeah, lost 13 of them to the neighbor's dog, so Mm-mm-mm. Who knows. Are you guys, in the past, I have done a lot of work with the BOSS program here and the past presidents going way back to probably 2007 is probably when I started helping out. And I've seen a lot of good work going on around the the neighborhood, the community.
Absolutely.
And one of the main ones that Boss has always participated in is helping out at the soup kitchen down in DeRidder.
Soul Soup.
Yeah. So, and I drive by that all the time. So I was like, hey, that's where Boss does it.
Funny enough, you bring that up. More recently, in the last few months, both the Garrison Sergeant Major and Commander actually both attended that event with the previous Boss President, Corporal Patterson. And they did a phenomenal job. Every time we go there, they speak very highly of the volunteers that come out there. But also, when I was there this last Monday, for example, I watched a soldier go up to someone who attends there quite frequently and is like, hey, it's nice to see you again. How have you been doing? How are the kids? It's very much like you're walking into a home away from home when you're there at the soup kitchen. It's more than just serving the community. You're building sometimes friendships, relationships, and a helping hand that wouldn't be there otherwise. So it makes me really happy to see
there's a lot of people make impacts in other people's lives where it's unforgettable to one person, where it was just doing the normal thing for the other person. And it's like, oh, you go up and say, hi, how's it going? Well, good to see you, blah, blah, blah. That means a lot to the person, but it was just something that you normally do. There's a lot of good people out there.
Absolutely.
And a lot of good people.
One of the biggest feedbacks that we always get from the soldiers who attend always goes back to when they signed up for their contract, whether they're commissioned officers or enlisted, signed up for X amount of years, is they say a lot of times they wanted to not just support and defend our country, but to serve, truly serve the people.
To make a difference.
And when you're doing training and going out to these great events and things like that, you have that feeling, but then the moment you come back, it leaves you sometimes wanting more. And these soldiers always come and they're like, hey, like this is my bread and butter. This makes me feel like I'm making a positive difference day in and day out, thus improving their morale around the base, as well as improving the lives of our local community surrounding.
Oh, that's always a good thing. And, you know, not to sound crass or anything, but it doesn't look bad on an EPR either.
No, I suppose not.
On your evaluations and stuff, they're always looking for community involvement and belonging to social clubs and stuff, kind of like a college application, I guess. And that Boss is big on community involvement. I've seen a lot of it done in the past, and I'm sure you're going to be doing a lot of it even more.
Absolutely.
Now that you're here. And it's great to have you on board. It sounds like you've got some fun stuff planned. What kind of fun stuff do you want to have planned? I know you just got here, so I'm sure you don't have a lot of stuff planned yet, or there might be some things that are already down in the pipe. But what are the ones that you want to try to get done that you haven't seen in the past?
Well, I always say the best way you're going to find out is by spending time in your formations, what's going to be the most impactful. So when you look at Boss, like you had mentioned earlier, it's not just about, you know, supporting the community or even like hosting events per se, but it's improving the quality of life for soldiers on our installation. So when I get into our formations, not just the Boss reps, like I'm talking standing dead center of 600 people at a battalion, you know, speaking or something like that we end up doing. I ask the soldiers, what are you guys interested in doing? And the biggest thing I get is a sense of purpose outside the traditional duty.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Schlitterbahn.
from my perspective, a truly balanced schedule, looking at things like you had mentioned, recreation and leisure, life skills, whether you decide to stay in or you're getting out of the military, it's super important to learn things such as how to rotate the tires on your car, how to change a tire, how to do a proper check of your vehicle when something's going wrong, when you need to bring it in, essentially, versus when you need to do something else. Fishing, you know, there's a lot of soldiers who, they come from a variety of upbringings and backgrounds, and they haven't always had a chance to experience the other side, whatever that other side may be. So I personally, for example, I come from a city of 500,000, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I've heard of it.
Land of 10,000 lakes, but there's not a lake in Minneapolis. Mm-mm. I didn't spend much time fishing growing up. So when I went fishing with Boss at the Boss Beach Bash, where they taught how to fish properly, I actually managed to get the handle on how to catch something other than seaweed.
And that was at Toledo Bend, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They don't have seaweed in Toledo Bend.
No.
You know why? Because it's not the sea. They just have regular weeds.
Whatever we end up pulling out of the water there, I'll tell you, sir, I feel a lot more confident now. But, you know, recreation and leisure, life skills for inside and outside of the military, whether you decide to stay or go. And community service. So what does it actually mean to serve your community? You know, if we send a soldier to serve somewhere and don't give them a purpose behind, like, the third and fourth order impacts of what they're doing, like, hey, so how does me serving at the soup kitchen actually make a proactive difference, not just a reactive difference to an ongoing problem across the world, right? Soldiers dig into that more than I've ever seen any, like, whether it's like movie lore, like we talked about earlier, anything like that. It's almost like everybody has a subconscious need to want to do something right, irregardless of whether they're recognized or not. And what's nice about BOSS is whether you have one friend, 10 friends, or 50 friends, you go there and you're introduced to people from all sorts of walks of life that you've maybe never crossed paths with before. You make friendships that would not be made elsewhere. And through that, over time, you start to build a support channel. So, you know, I personally, when I spend my time as an 11 Bravo previously under 2nd Battalion, 4th Infantry, I had my traditional chain of command, but I'm not going to text my team leader or my squad leader at midnight like, hey, I'm bored. I need to find something to do in my free time or something like
read
that.
Read a book.
Absolutely. They'll tell me to read the Ranger Handbook. That's their favorite answer to give me. And after enough times of reading that on staff duty, you just learn, like, you either do it or you don't do it. Plain and simple. But like I mentioned, you get a support channel outside the traditional duty. And a great example, other day I was walking through Home of Heroes. We were moving some furniture around, getting things set up with the change of the new council. And I watched a first sergeant who was playing ping pong with a PFC. And they were, to be frank, going at it back and forth. They were definitely competitive players and would kick my butt in any other setting.
Like Forrest Gump kind of kicking butt.
Absolutely. Forrest Gump all the way. And what was nice about it is they were having conversation back and forth, right? There's all this talk that we hear all the time about, oh, there's, you know, soldiers who've been in 20 years and, you know, soldiers and leaders who've been in 2 years. And one of the ways you see that gap tied is through things like that. You know, you're doing a cohesive activity that brings you together. And, you know, First Sergeant's talking about, oh, taking his, you know, spouse and kids out this weekend to go do XYZ. And the PFC's talking about how he's engaged now and he's scared to do that. And the First Sergeant's walking him through how to actually plan a wedding. And you would never see those kind of conversations in a traditional duty day unless it was a very unique circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just nice to see two different generations of soldiers and leaders able to tie together through a common program.
That's pretty cool. I do have some ideas. The barracks that you have now, the new barracks have little kitchens in them, right?
Absolutely.
ACS could probably set up some cooking for single soldiers classes.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Not just through ACS, but over at the Forge, Mr. Charles.
Charles is awesome.
Yes,
he's awesome.
I love him. He's set up so many cooking classes for us previously. I actually learned what marbling a steak means through him, through a steak cooking class.
You don't marble a steak. The steak comes marbled.
Well, you know how he explains the process behind it. I myself am not a phenomenal cook, to be frank. I pass the bar, though. That's where I get at. But the craziest piece of that for me is soldiers, like I always mention, all walks of life come in and we're cooking New York strips. I'm thinking he's going to teach us how to cook some top sirloin or something, which is delicious. Don't get me wrong. Steak is steak. But at the same time, he broke out filet mignons, ribeyes, New York strips, and went through this whole big thing there. And so when we talk about life skills, like how we can prepare a soldier for either starting a family in the Army or leaving the Army, because, you know, the DFAC's not going to be around forever, let's be honest. You either stay in or get out, one of the way, you're going to lose it. But he's even taught the basics of doing, like, if you've ever seen the show Chopped before, anything like that.
I know somebody that's been on that show.
He did a Chopped cooking class with the soldiers, and they had a great time. A lot of soldiers' feedback especially was, I didn't know how to cut peppers before I did this class. And it's, to me personally, it blows my mind. I had the fortunate experience of learning at a young age thanks to a very interactive family, we'll say.
Very interactive. That's a good word. Good word.
The cooking classes we're actually looking at putting them back on the schedule with Mr. Charles now, with less refined classes and more just general cooking concepts. So some soldiers will ask, how do you actually scramble eggs? Because every time I cook them, I burn them to the pan. He'll talk about like heat levels and things like that.
Cook your bacon first.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad someone follows that method with me.
Yes. That, we made a potato salad once, and it had bacon in it. So what you do is, well, of course you do the potatoes, whatever, you boil them and all that stuff. Then, and you fry up the bacon, and then you take the potatoes and fry the potatoes in the bacon grease.
That sounds delicious.
It was. It was very delicious. It was so good. But yeah, over at the education center, there's an actual cooking stations in there with all of the things that you can sit there and watch somebody cook and learn how to do it. That's, you know, that might be fun to do, you know, just learn how to do some simple stuff. You know, when I was living in the dorms and barracks and stuff like that, or just by myself, I lived off a hamburger helper, which was actually pretty cool, pretty good, you know, just pound of meat and fry.
I still eat hamburger.
Oh yeah, so. And I love it. I still love
the bus. It's delicious.
Raviolios, and SpaghettiOs, and
other canned Dinty goods.
Moore. Well, actually, when I was in Korea, I lived off of Dinty Moore beef stew and ramen.
Heck yeah.
Yep, that was my lunch every day.
I have a strong tendency to stay at work a little longer than I maybe should at times, so me and ramen have become best friends over the course of the last year.
Oh, yeah. And then now they have bowls out that are specific for
pre-made ramen flavors and great? Everything.
So I said Schlitterbahn earlier. Are you guys planning on doing any kind of fun water stuff this summer, or do you want to plan something like that?
You know, I have to speak to the boss reps before I can make a final confirmation, but a lot of people had great fun at the mud run that MWR hosted over at, I believe it was Alligator Lake. But we're looking to do everything from swimming classes to possibly maybe some trips out into the local community. I know there's some pretty big water parks in Houston and other things like that.
Skydiving. And you know what I want to try is the indoor skydiving. That'd be fun.
I guess jumping out of planes unless I have to.
But the indoor skydiving, you don't have to jump anywhere. You just jump on top of a fan, and it just blows you up in the air.
Oh, one of those events. Yeah. For some reason, I had like bungee jumping.
No, that's bungee jumping.
And I was like, indoors, that sounds scary. Like I'm going to hit my head on skydiving.
You have to pull the ripcord really fast. The building's up on Northport.
If you can tell, I don't always get out enough as much as I should. I dedicate myself highly to my work.
Movie nights. You guys have movie nights? That would be a cool one. You know, get like the newest release movie or something
absolutely.
And have it over at the Home of Heroes.
The three avenues we've been speaking about to our formations right now is, of course, MWR hosts their movie nights either on the, I believe, over at the golf course or other venues such as that. There's the movie theater over there, Showboat Theater, if I remember correctly.
No, the Bayou Theater.
Bayou Theater, that's
Showboat. Showboat was our live theater for plays and stuff, but that is now going to be the playground, the indoor playground.
Oh, absolutely.
Playtown, I believe it's called.
Playtown, yes. They just opened recently as well. I had a chance to tour in there. It seems to be a really good place for...
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to take their kids over there, especially in the summer when it's just so hot out there.
A few parents have asked if Boss would ever be interested in reading to some of the kids there.
That is a lot more fun than you might imagine.
I had a chance to read with kids at Parkway Elementary last year as a 2-4 Battalion Boss rep with some of my other guys that we went out there with, and it was a phenomenal experience. The kids are super fun. The teachers are super supportive and great, and you know, between us, they like to give us pizza too when we go there for lunch.
Oh, pizza's always good.
I enjoy free pizza.
I enjoy free pizza. But it's right up there with free food.
The only other movie thing that we're starting to pursue is, like I mentioned about the Home of Heroes Club room earlier, is we have a movie theater built into there with two massage chairs. So traditionally what I'll end up seeing is that it'll be 11:15 in the afternoon, like right as lunch starts to hit. Some people get released a little earlier, some people get released a little later in the lunch. There's almost always two people sitting in them chairs getting the massage chair, and they're watching, I can't remember what they were watching. I think they were watching a SpongeBob movie. That's what it was. So when you traditionally think of, you know, a soldier, for example, an 11 Bravo, an infantryman, you don't traditionally think massage chairs and SpongeBob in their free time, but
hey, you can't, don't mess with don't hassle the Hoff, man.
Absolutely.
Not that I've seen the movie.
I may have one too many times.
So then you have pool tournaments, of course, and dart tournaments. I've seen a couple of those in the past. And, of course, video game tournaments.
Absolutely.
The mass player online playing. I play Hearthstone, so that used to be bigger than it is now, but I tend to just stick with one and just go just forever, grind it into the ground.
I'm the same way. I traditionally stick. I still have games that when I do have free time, I am on my computer in 1997, 2000.
I could tell you this much. If Minesweeper was on my computer, I'd be playing that one.
I think that's why they ban it on most of our government computers. No Minesweeper for West.
But I could just, there's so many things that you could do. And the music, studio over there with the soundproof or the sound booth and the drum set's already in there. So that, I mean, this, you guys got it made, man. I did two spots for Boss, several years ago when Vaughn, Douglas was president.
Absolutely.
And it was back in my day. And basically, it was the sergeant major, the command sergeant major.
Absolutely.
Saying back in his day, he didn't have any of this. And then it went on to the command sergeant major of MCOM. And he came in. It's like, man, all we had was a rock. It was fun. I'll have to show you that spot someday.
What I appreciate so much about the resources dedicated to us is when through the program, we're able to help a command team, whether it be a unit command team, a company command team at whatever echelon, when we're able to help a soldier take care of their physical, financial, or even emotional health, then when it comes to being ready to fight and win our nation's wars, the soldiers, they're out there and they're focused on the mission at hand. Like you mentioned, Boss has a very diverse amount of events that we do. We do everything from the community service and whatnot to we'll even host financial literacy classes. Financial literacy classes tend to go really good for us. And some of the more non-traditional things that we do as well, which tend to work out really well.
Well, that's I could, if you need resources or something like that, I could hook you up and I could get you, like classes and stuff like that, or at least point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. But ACS, MWR, they've all been really helpful getting us tied in with them. And so, like I mentioned, whether it's financial literacy, having a healthy home work life, anything like that, they offer a host of classes. And when we're able to get soldiers from these different units in there, they start to sprinkle it to their friends and their peers. So what you start to see over time is harmful behaviors slowly, slowly being chipped away at until you look at what has came before to now and you see huge improvements, leaps and bounds.
See, that's what I like. It's like when we take care of the soldier and give them a good life, they tend to stick around a lot longer.
Oh, absolutely. It's
like, no, they don't tend to come in and say, oh, this, no, I hate this, and then get out.
You can, what I've found is soldiers, I mean, everyone, no matter what job we're in, right, you're going to hear complaints and gripes about what goes on.
Oh, man, you could give somebody $1 million and they'd complain.
I don't think, if I had to be honest, although my infantry brethren might crucify me for this one here, I don't enjoy sleeping under a tree at night for multiple days on end. But you know what makes it worth it?
The tent.
Yes. And when you, a shower, a tent, and more specifically, the sense of camaraderie that you build while you're out there. And then you come in and you're able to go to pool tournaments with them. You're able to learn about, you know, with soldiers that come in anywhere between 18 and 30 years old, teaching financial literacy, teaching even healthy habits on a day-to-day basis. So how you can start to build some of whatever your personal goals are outside of the duty day per se, you know, how do you improve your education, your career? What is the Ed Center? What do they do? When we teach this knowledge to soldiers and show them the resources available on post, not only do they associate BOSS with a resource center to go and get the help they may want or need, but on top of that, they tell their peers. And all of a sudden, you end up with 40 people at the education center, and I hate to say it, they like to blame me.
There's too many people taking advantage of our great resources.
West, you have to give us more than a one-day heads up that 40 soldiers are heading. Absolutely. I am sorry. I just...
Sorry, I didn't know they were on their way.
I found out when you did.
So,
I do that with the Arts and Crafts Center here on post.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, before I was in with BOSS, I like to help build our unit plaques that we did at the time for leaders who were leaving. And I remember one time I came in and I had a look and they were like, "What's going on, Wes?" And I was like, "Well, sir, I have 9 plaques that I need to build with you, each plaque taking an hour to do potentially." So
that's a day.
Like, huh? And then when you start telling the BOSS soldiers about how the fact that they do everything from ceramics to framing to engraving and all these other cool little things that they can end up doing there, one day they open a door and there's 20 people that walk in and they come in and they're like, "Yeah, they all mentioned a red-haired person talking about doing ceramics here." And I'm like, "Great."
Oh, that ginger.
I'm really thankful to be in a position as the BOSS president. The more and more I've involved myself with improving the quality of life on this installation, the more and more I've gotten to see from junior enlisted all the way up to senior leaders how important it is to provide them options for soldiers and leaders of all ranks.
Yeah. And, you know, the one of the best things that I've seen or that I've always appreciated about BOSS is the mock boards and helping the soldiers go through what they need to go through in order to get promoted.
Absolutely.
And that is one really important thing that I've seen and that I've appreciated. Well, I appreciate it because I'm jealous of it, because in the Air Force, they don't have that. It's no, you're on your own, basically.
What I seem to notice, I'll tell you, the great feedback that we get from soldiers and unit leaders alike, as of, I want to say, about a month and a half ago when they last pulled the report, 95% of the soldiers who attended the BOSS mock boards passed their board after attending at least 2 BOSS mock boards with us, BOSS classes. And what we really like to focus on historically and what I'm continuing to push emphasis on is really the basics with that. So when I talk to the unit command teams and they're like, "Well, why do the soldiers attend this one versus ours?" And traditionally we see soldiers at both per se. They go to their unit once so they can understand some of the unit histories and things like that to get to that next level, to be a non-commissioned officer, to get promoted to the next level. But then what you also see on our end from a mock stance is, I'll tell you, when I was training to go to my board, I had very poor marching cadence. We'll just say that plain and simple. So when you go and present yourself, you know, special special reporting to the president of the board, I apparently walked like a British person in the beginning. And I don't know what that actually means.
I do.
But I've watched a few videos and I understand what they were getting at. I very much marched like a robot. And when you're in a unit setting, you may not always want to be embarrassed by your friends and your peers and your leaders. Like, you have to get over it at some point. But in the same token, like, they come to the BOSS study boards and we help them feel more at ease when they walk in, recognizing that their team has already recommended them for promotion. You have to just do the formal piece, more or less. And we've seen up to sometimes 10 to 15 soldiers at these study boards at times. So I'm excited.
All right. That's, yeah. Yeah, I wish I had help.
And I'm sure 10 years from now, they'll have, like, electronic ones where you can go into, like, a virtual simulator study board, and I'll be like, "I wish I had that."
Yeah, that'd be cool. Then have our avatars go in and do the board for us.
Absolutely. In a dream world.
Now, when you became, how did you become president? I mean, was there an election? I don't remember seeing any billboards out there saying vote for West.
there's a formal process that's sent out to all the unit teams to recommend people to fulfill the council. So currently there's a president, a vice president, a treasurer, and then a secretary meant to handle the administrative functions, because there's quite a lot of paperwork that can go into planning some of these events, op boards and the like. When they go to send it out, soldiers build packets essentially the same way they'd build a packet to attend a school or something like that, usually filled with like PT scores and other things of that nature. They submit it all up, get the necessary recommendations, and then the current, or the, I'll say the previous boss triad, some of which are still on the current boss triad, sergeant major and the like, of course, they conduct interviews with the soldiers. They ask them both traditional and untraditional questions on how do you take care of this? How do you take care of that? Very sometimes situationally based questions, all the way up to like, what are your visions as a boss president or things of that nature?
Do you remember what questions Sergeant Major Nielsen asked?
I do.
What'd he ask?
One of the more specific ones that he asked me about, this wasn't at the interview process, but just in a meet-to-meet with him, was what are the soldiers interested in? I love that the council, he had said that he loves how the council, takes initiative to get these events put together and things like that, but he's a very engaged leader.
Yeah, he's really great. I like him.
He wanted
he's a good
bunch
guy.
Of soldiers. The best example I can give for this question is we were doing a pumpkin carving class earlier last year for Halloween. Sergeant Major showed up and
Did he carve a pumpkin?
No, but he helped soldiers as they were going through their design process. And soldiers were highly impressed more than anything that someone of that echelon was willing to come and engage and ask him, like, what are you interested in doing? Have you attended boss events before? What are you doing with this? Very much the same questions he asks them, he asks us all the time, is what do you notice the soldiers are looking to do? What to do this? Because he maintains a very busy schedule, and my sole job is to support the people of this installation. So I fortunately have a little bit more free time
to
ask those questions. But after you conduct the interviews, the panel, if you will, it's a panel, usually consists of at least three, if not more, individuals, picks who would be the best fit for the position. Appointment orders are sent out to the units and everything like that. And then from there, as long as a representative who applied is happy with the offering obviously made, I'll tell you myself, I think it started at the Boss Beach Bash last year.
Oh, yeah?
It was the first time I had a one-to-one interaction with Sergeant Major. And that was my personal vest because I was at a crux of my career where I was like, well, I could either become extremely involved in college outside of the duty day, in furthering my education, or I could push into the quality of life realms. I thankfully, through Sergeant Major's guidance, found a really good way to do both at the same time. So I'm improving myself personally and professionally. But it was the first thing that I had noted about him between him and Colonel Smith, the garrison commander. Sergeant Major at the Beach Bash was very upfront about his expectations of the representatives, and I appreciated that because sometimes it's hard to, when you spend all day reading between the lines, it's hard to read between the lines. But not only that, like his personal want to improve the lives of the soldiers around him, I noticed it immediately at the Beach Bash, from helping, stepping in to organize. Like, he's not afraid to get down there in the dirt with you, metaphorically speaking, and help out. And that made a huge difference for me. And like I mentioned earlier, Colonel Smith, I was out at Leesville's Mayfest last year with my battalion commander at the time, Colonel Strand. And he had a great opportunity to speak there on behalf of Fort Polk, and it went really well. Afterward, when walking down the aisle of vendors and things they offer there, it was Colonel Smith who was walking by, and I was like, hi, sir, just expecting him to say hello and continue moving on. You know, we're in civilian uniforms, and what am I going to do?
Civilian uniforms?
Well, you know. You
were in, I've never seen a civilian uniform.
I have all black. I wear the same outfit, I swear, every day. I have like the same 5 to 10 black t-shirts that I lay out every single day. I'm very different in that regard.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So in my mind, it's almost like a uniform, but to clarify, we were in civilians, and we were enjoying Mayfest, of course, and I expected him just to say hi, and he didn't. He came up, he's like, hey, how's it going? What are you doing with your career? What's up with this? What are you interested in? Is there anything I can help you with? And I'm sitting there, and at the time, a PFC talking to a full bird colonel, and I'm like, but he's so approachable, and when it comes to any obstacles or anything that we face on a day-to-day basis, he's right there every single time. Him and Sergeant Major, I don't know about the comparison, but in my mind, I'm like, they're like the godfathers of the whole thing is the way I look at him. It's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the command team in here to you know, get to know them, and you know, that'd be great, because you know, these are real great people, and a lot of the times that people don't really get to interact with them except in specific situations, if at all.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it's somebody's in trouble, or it's straight up business, or yep. If it's just, got to go real quick, or if it's, I want to know what makes people tick.
Yeah. To get to my like whole point of like their involvement though, is like with the BOSS program, it's not just junior enlisted or senior unit level leaders or anything like that. Sergeant Major will come to our events from time to time. Him and, Colonel Smith showed up at the Soul Soup Kitchen in DeRidder and served food. And like, to see people who've been in that long still give that much energy to their local community, it inspires the soldiers below them to continue, not just to stay in, but to really rise above this standard, to set a new standard. So when the new generation of soldiers come in, they're starting at an even higher level.
That's cool. Do you see yourself being a Sergeant Major someday?
Strongly interested in coming back. I spoke a little bit about my education earlier. I'm going to finish the end of my first contract here at Fort Polk. From there, I'll be attending medical school, and I will be returning as a medical officer.
Ooh, green to gold.
Sort of, just not through the military at this point. I was strongly interested in pursuing green to gold for a very long period of time, but I was offered a very unique opportunity through a college back home, and I just want to make sure that I do the best thing to be able to serve my community. So it offers me a unique opportunity to still keep a foot in the door with armed services through the National Guard. And then I'll be returning back upon completion of med school, because it's hard to balance med school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's what, 8 years?
I'll spend at least 3 years in the instructional portion. Now, residencies can be anywhere from 2 to 4 years. I'm pushing right now for an application through a specialized med clinic that would allow me to complete in 2.5. So my hope is, after completing my term here at Fort Polk, I will have no more than 4, maybe 5 years at the most break away, spending time in the Guard before I return back to active duty as a medical officer.
Cool beans.
Absolutely.
That's cool beans. It's good to hear people with a level head and knowing what, or having an idea of where they want to go and what they want to do.
You know, I always love to say, like, I didn't join the military at 18. I joined at 23. And so I had a little bit of adult life experience before, where I was able to get some knowledge. But more than anything, it was my leaders in my old unit, to include all the way up to the previous division commander at the time. Now Lieutenant General Beagle came down here to look at command climate review processes and things like that. He spent more time trying to help me pursue my personal motivations on the personal and professional side than anybody. So him, Colonel Strand, and quite a few others, to include Sergeant Major Clark, my old battalion sergeant major, they dedicated an unparalleled amount of time to improving myself personally as much as professionally. So as much as I'd like to say I have an extremely level head and things like that, I have the great leaders who took their personal time to engage with me and help me come up with a game plan to help me serve both my country and take care of the things that I like to do as well outside.
That alone right there is worthy of the BOSS program.
Absolutely.
That's great. I appreciate you coming in, and I'm glad to have you on board as the new president, Specialist Kevin West, BOSS president for Fort Polk. And we expect a lot of good things coming here. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I appreciate you coming in. I
really Absolutely, do. Sir. Yes. Thank you.
And I'd like to have you back on someday. I'm Jeff England, and we will be listening at the Fort Polk Podcast later with all of you. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and be sure to leave a comment or a like and subscribe to our channel.